I believe that's Irene.
Hi, Dog Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, Lum so convincingly sold Abner on the advantages of having Grandpappy Spears for a son that he decided to adopt Grandpap himself. The purpose of this adoption was, of course, to provide parents for debutante Spears' coming out party. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store and library. Abner's just entering.
Oh, they cut down the old morning, Lum, pine tree.
Morning, Abner.
I seen your son on the street just now.
My son?
Yeah, Grandpappy Spears.
Oh, yeah. I'm feared he ain't gonna be my son after all.
Well, I thought you was gonna adopt him so he'd have a papa for his coming out party.
Yeah, I know, but the whole thing's a dead blame complicated. I decided to give it up.
Well, what's so complicated about it?
Well, in the first place, to do it upright, I ought to get married so he'll have a mama, too.
Oh?
See, the party invitations are supposed to read Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so who invite you.
Yeah, I seen that in the etiquette book there.
And I don't want to get married because I ain't in love with nobody.
Yeah, huh?
And even if I was, I wouldn't marry her on account of Grandpap's sons.
Son? What they got to do with it?
Well, Grandpap would be my wife's son, wouldn't he?
Well, yeah, if you adopted him, he would, yeah.
And him already having some sons of his own would make her a grandma, wouldn't it?
Make her? Yeah, doggy, that's right, yeah.
Well, I'm too young a man to be marrying anybody's grandma, I can tell you that right now.
Doggy, that's right, old Grandpa Lum.
And on top of all that, I had a talk with Grandpap, and he refuses to be adopted.
Refuse, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, he thinks he's got a mama and papa back in Toledo, and no matter what I told him, I couldn't talk him out of it.
For goodness sakes, what won't that amnesia make him think of next?
He says the main reason he wants to go back to Toledo is to see them.
Yes, huh?
Oh, he's bound and determined he's going to take a trip up there, too, as soon as he saves up enough money.
Oh, he's stubborn, that Grandpap. Yeah, yeah.
So he got to work fast and have this coming out party for him before he has a chance to leave town.
Well, are you sure this party will bring back his memory, Lum?
No, I ain't sure, but they say seeing a lot of familiar faces will cure a feller's amnesia about as quick as anything.
Yeah, I know that.
And even if it don't, the party ought to make him feel more at home in Pine Ridge and encourage him to stay here.
Yeah, well, I hope it does some good one way or another, all the trouble we're going to first.
Oh, I know it will. That's why I want it to be done upright.
Yeah. Well, let's just go ahead and have it tomorrow night, then.
No, no, we can't have it that soon.
Why?
Well, there's still too much to be done first.
What's to be done?
Well, for one thing, old Will Spencer has to print the invitations all over again. On account of neither one of us is adopting Grandpap.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, couldn't we just take some ink and scratch out that Mr. and Mrs. part there?
Oh, no, they don't do that in high society.
What's the matter? Ain't they got no ink?
Of course they have.
Oh, no pen, huh?
They got pens and everything else. It just ain't good etiquette, that's all.
Oh.
Of course, I'm sort of glad we did change the invitations, because I think they sound a heap prettier now.
They do, huh?
Yeah. Listen to this, see how it sounds.
Yeah, yeah, I love to hear
it. Lum Whitley Eddards, leading statuesque hostess of Pine Ridge, requests your inexpensive presence at a coming-out party for Buster V. Davenport in the gold room of the Whitley Eddards mansion. Hot dog.
Well, Lum, it sort of sounds more like this party's for you instead of Grandpa.
I'm just going according to the book.
Oh. Well, tell me this. Now, how are the folks around here going to know, Lum, about this party, where to go for it? They don't know that the Whitletters' mansion is the schoolhouse over there.
Well, I done thought of that. Looks like I think of everything, don't it?
Yeah, it does, sort of.
Yeah, I put up a big sign on the front of it.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, put signs all over town, too. This way to Whitletters' mansion. 2 blocks west to Whitletters' mansion.
Wait, you going to move the schoolhouse?
No.
Well, it's more than 2 blocks from here, the schoolhouse, and it ain't west long.
I mean, that's where the sign will be.
Huh?
They know where it is anyway. Don't worry, they'll find it.
Oh?
And them society editors from the city newspapers will find it, too.
Well, how can they come to the party? We never put them down on the invite list.
No, but they'll get in some way. They wouldn't miss a big social event like this for the world.
They wouldn't, huh?
Granny, wait till them society folks up in St. Louis read about our party in the papers. Make their eyes bug out like a tromped on toad frog.
It will.
Oh, yeah. I might put on a big party like this every month. I don't know.
Every month?
I might even go up to St. Louis and put on a coming out party for that Miss Whitley Maddox herself. I don't know.
Oh, well, she's more likely come out already, Mom.
Yeah. Well, I'll put on a going back in party for her.
Yeah, could do that, I reckon. Well, don't you think we ought to get Grandpap's party started first, Long, before you start putting on any others?
Yeah, maybe so.
And what are all them things that we got to do before we can put it on? Or that is, aside getting the invitations printed. Now, what else is
Well, we got to study up what kind of decorations we want.
Oh?
Flags and stuff like that, maybe.
Well, sure, just have the young'uns over at school take some different colored papers and cut out chains and stuff and paste them together and hang them around. That's pretty.
That's more like a Christmas party, though.
Yes, huh?
We got to study up something different. I want some time to study about that.
Ah.
And we got to figure out how we're going to dress for one.
How we're going to dress? What is this, a costume party?
No.
I can wear Cedric's baseball suit. It's sort of big for me, but nobody'd know me with a mask on.
Abner, it ain't no costume party. I just meant that we had to decide if we're going to go in full dress or not.
Well, naturally, we go full dress, Lum. I ain't going over half-dressed, I can tell you that right now.
Full dress just means the kind of suit you wear.
Oh? Well, I know what suit I'm going to wear, too. My blue serge, my Sunday suit, I'll wear that.
Blue serge, for goodness sake.
Well, what's wrong with that?
They don't wear blue serge suits in high society.
Why don't they?
Well, they just don't, that's all.
Huh?
Maybe it's because they get shiny, I don't know.
Oh, well, Lomi, I get shut of the shine. All I have to do is just have Elizabeth take some vinegar and sponge a seat of the britches before she arms them. That takes all the shine out right there, Lomi.
Yeah, well, I don't care if it does. I don't want you to embarrass me by wearing anything as small townish as a blue serge suit.
Huh.
Don't forget them newspaper fellers will more than likely want to take photographs of us.
Well, just what am I supposed to wear if I can't wear my blue serge?
Just a minute till I find the right page in the etiquette book here, and I'll tell you.
Huh? Of course, I can wear overalls, I reckon, if you want me to. Or Little Pearl's got a witch costume. I could wear that one.
I told you once it weren't no costume party. Here we are, right here. The gentleman's clothes.
Huh.
Informal.
Huh.
Formal.
Huh.
Formal evening clothes. That's it right there.
Huh.
Wing collar. White lawn or PQ collar.
Huh.
Waistcoat. Opry hat. Stick. White gloves.
What'd you say there? Stick?
Yeah, it says, if you carry a stick, it should be of plain Malacca or other wood weight or a crooked handle.
Well, natural. Well, what I want to carry a stick for, Lum, I don't want to hit nobody. Or that is, I don't reckon I do no way.
Well, it ain't meant to hit people with.
Well, I don't know of any other reason why you'd want a stick, man. Well, unless you want to beat off a mad dog or something, but I'd hate to hit a dog. Does it say there that we got to carry a stick?
No, you don't have to, I don't think.
Don't reckon them high society people get into a lot of fights at their parties, do you?
No, I don't think so. They mean cane instead of stick, maybe.
Huh?
Says crooked handle, and the cane's got a crooked handle, I know.
Well, if they'd have meant cane, they'd have said cane, Lum. That ain't no hard word to spell. K-E-I-N, cane.
Spelled with a C, silly.
Huh?
C-A-I-N.
Well, however it is, it ain't hard to spell, I know that. Leave, I'll just cut me a stick off of that hickory tree we got over at the place. Are you going to play shinny at that party, Lum?
No.
Well, I'll get me a hickory stick. That's good stout wood if we're going to do that. Or I can swing that at a dog or anything else. That's what we're supposed to do.
I just forget that, Abner. The other stuff's more important anyway, you see here.
Huh?
Cutaway coat. I think that's what we ought to wear.
Cutaway coat?
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean? You sort of cut away where the moss of that holds in it?
No, of course not. Here's a picture one in the book right here.
Well, let me see it. That's something I'd love to... Oh, that... That's a swallowtail, Lum.
The same thing.
Recollect that preacher from olden used to wear one of them. Never fit him, though. Are we going to have to wear them kind of coats?
If we want to be in good etiquette, we do.
Well, now, just whereabouts do you think we're going to get anything like that?
Next time I go into the county seat, I'll see if I can't rent us a couple. If I can't rent them, we can take some regular coats and cut the corners off of the coattail.
Well, I don't believe I'd look good in one of them monkey suits. I'd rather wear Cedric's baseball suit, I believe, on.
No, we got to look right for this party, Abner. We got to wear white bow ties, too, according to this, and an opera hat.
Opera hat?
Yes, sir. The same as a stovepipe had. One of them high things.
Oh, them doggies, Lum. I wouldn't have nerve enough to wear a stovepipe hat out in public for no amount of money.
You've got to do it, Abner. You'll have to get white buckskin gloves and white mufflers, too.
Mufflers? Why, it's getting too warm to wear a muffler. I ain't going to put on one of them things.
The book says we're supposed to, so that's what we're going to wear.
For the land's sake.
Let's see here. Thin black silk socks and patent leather pumps.
Pumps?
Yeah.
Aye, doggies, that's the end of it right there. That's going too far.
What's the matter?
Why, pumps are warmer than shoes, Lum. Elizabeth's got a pair of white ones. I can tell you right now, I ain't going to be so on the streets of Pine Ridge in Elizabeth's shoes. No, sir.
Abner, don't forget we're doing all this for Grandpap. We got to think about him, not ourselves.
Well, all right. But I can see right now what the book meant.
What the book meant about what?
About carrying that stick. They know good and well a feller couldn't walk one block in an outfit like that and not have at least six fights. Dog, as I ain't going to carry no stick, I'm going to get me a baseball bat.